Hi. If you're hearing this, it means you've just finished reading the introduction, which means you're still here, and that matters more than you think. I want to tell you what this is, because you're going to find one of these after every chapter in this book. It's just me, talking to you. No script, no polish, just the conversation I'd want to have with you if we were sitting across from each other and I could see your face. So consider this our first one. How are you doing, honestly? Because I know what some of you are thinking right now. Yes, but my situation is different. It's not. And I say that with complete love, because your trenches are real, I'm not dismissing them. The grief is real, the exhaustion is real, the bills, the broken marriage, the illness, the Sunday night dread, all of it real. But here's the thing about trenches. Nobody gets out of them by waiting. And yet that's what most of us do. We wait to feel ready. We wait to feel strong. We wait for clarity or energy or confidence or some moment where the universe finally sends us a personal invitation that says, okay, now you can start. That invitation isn't coming. The universe is busy. It's not tracking your progress. It's not waiting for you to be ready. And it is absolutely not going to show up at your door with a pep talk and a roadmap. That's my job. So here's what I need you to hear before you go any further into this book. You don't move when you're ready. You move and then you get ready. The being ready shows up after, slightly out of breath, wondering what it missed. That's how this works. Not a breakthrough, not a perfect plan, not a version of yourself that has it all together. Just the next small thing. Even if it's badly done. Even if you're scared. Even if you're doing it while muttering this is stupid under your breath. Momentum doesn't need perfect. It doesn't need brave, it doesn't need pants, it just needs one thing. And you already did it, right? You know what to do